Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Greg Pickle alongside, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're talking for the next hour. Penn State football, some Penn State basketball as well on the eve of the Big Ten tournament. Jeff Brown will join us at the end of this show. Between now and then, we're going to talk about the latest in Penn State football recruiting. We're going to continue our spring storyline series looking at the running back position, which I think is a pretty fascinating thing.
Even more interesting now. We'll get into that then, but the whole Journey Brown hype is fascinating to me.
Yes, so we'll touch on all that. Ask Greg your Penn State football and recruiting questions will be answered by Greg Pickle with a giveaway to boot. So stick around all show long. You can check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. And let's get started with the recruiting front, because there's not a lot of public waves, but I think that's about to change. What do you anticipate the next month of recruiting to look like? Some visits, and then obviously with the spring game as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're about to get heated up here. So the staff, I assume, was all on vacation last week during spring break for the university. So that was kind of their one chance to refresh and get away from it all. And they really haven't had any big visits since, trying to think when the last big visit weekend was, but it wasn't recently. You know, you have to go back to when Curtis Jacobs and Josh Moten committed in February. They've had a couple here and there, but they haven't had a big gathering in a while. So that'll change here as spring practice begins. Penn State obviously will be looking to get as many kids as humanly possible on campus for the Blue-White game on April 13th, but there'll be some guys that can't make it that day that just want to come for a practice. So I thought it was interesting. What, maybe a month ago now, Jarrett Parker tweeted out the schedule for spring practice, and a lot of recruits have shared a graphic that says you're invited, and it's to the Blue-White game, but it's clearly also labeled on that graphic that if you can't come to the Blue-White game, why don't you pick one of these practice dates, and here's the times they start and all that. So Saturday have been big in the past for Penn State in terms of spring visitors because they scrimmage on Saturday typically. So I think you'll see most guys point to that, but you'll get some guys that also, you know, either off school because they took off or because of spring, you know, their high school spring break or whatever, that will make the trip during the week. And so Penn State will pretty much host kids whenever they can. It makes those two recruiting department job openings ones that you want to fill pretty quickly, because those guys do a lot of the legwork for those visits, because, you know, those kids are obviously watching practice and seeing other parts of campus while the coaches are on the field practicing and coaching. So you need someone to sort of, I don't want to say shepherd them around, but it's essentially what it is. So that's important, but at the end of the day, Penn State will be able to put together a nice month or so of visitors, and spring, you know, official visits can start April 1st. That runs through until the last Wednesday in June. No, I'm sorry, the Sunday before the last Wednesday in June. So I don't know why the NCAA just can't put a date on things, but they don't like to do that, so they put weird little qualifiers in. But at any rate, we'll have some guys doing official visits here in the next few weeks, and then we'll see how things shake out for Penn State. But it's about to get busy. There's no question about that.
Yeah, any little doldrums, if you want to put it that way. And sometimes, you know, the one recruiting cycle to the next is interesting. This time of the year is always fairly quiet. Your last chance for real excitement when it comes to future recruiting classes is really just that, you know, junior day in February. You've got the second signing day in February, which has become a little bit more quiet now with the early signing period in December. But this time of year has always been meant to be a little bit on the quiet side, just because coaches need to maintain their sanity somehow.
Right.
I still don't know how they do it sometimes, but yeah, the next month will be fun. And, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, how big, how important is the blue-white game? You get the opportunity. It's an occasion. It's an event. It's a time where fans are coming. It's a time where they can do their best in the spring to simulate and try to give guys the feeling of what it's like to play there on a game day Saturday. So it's important. I think some people would say that any one individual event like this could be overblown. But at the same time, if you got guys who are maybe on the brink of making a decision, coming to the blue-white game has – it's had varying levels of impact on guys,
right?
But it can push you over the edge.
It can, yeah. So I mean, but it's not as impactful as you would think. So you go back through the list, and you know, if you look at Penn State's recruiting classes over the last few years, I think you going into it, you would expect to see more blue-white game commitments, and that hasn't necessarily been the case. The one that I'll always remember is DeAndre Tompkins committing during the blue-white game, but. You know, there's been a couple of them over the years, but again, it's not as necessarily as many as you might think or that you might expect. So that's interesting. But, for Penn State, you know, I think you'll start to see more of them in the coming years, maybe more than what they've had in the past, just simply because of the fact that, you know, again, they are able to host official visitors just like every other school is, at this point in time. So that allows them to bring in some guys like, you know, the Andy Frank always uses John Dunmore as an example. Like, we probably don't get John Dunmore if he can't come up here in the spring. You know, you want to get your guys further away from campus up in the spring and then hope they commit to you and then come back on their own dime during the season for a game. Obviously, the Michigan game will be Penn State's big one this year. But, so we'll see. We'll see what Penn State's able to do in terms of commitments this spring. I would say I set the over-under at 2.5 between the start of spring practice and the blue-white game, and I don't think that's too conservative. I don't think it's a number that's unattainable, but, you know, two or three commits makes sense.
Yeah, I think if you get two commits blue-white weekend, that could happen. That could happen really anytime Friday through Sunday, Monday, mm-hmm. right? I think that would be considered a victory. So I think that where you're at with that being the sweet spot is not overdoing it, but at the same time, you just never know, you know. Kids are so different, and the way that the recruiting calendar has changed, really, this will be just the second spring with this new recruiting calendar. So to some extent, we don't really know where kids are going to be at with decision making. It could very well be with the ability to take official visits in spring that the calendar gets pushed back a little bit more again, and this is an impactful thing, but maybe not the commitment factor that you might expect.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean, I think that at the end of it, we're still learning about this new recruiting calendar and what exactly it'll mean on a consistent basis. I think last year was a good trial run, I guess you could say. And I think this year is another. I don't think you can use last year's results and project them forward necessarily. I think maybe slightly you can, but I think it would be foolish to think what happened last year will be the same as this year. And don't get me wrong, every recruiting cycle is a little bit of its own beast in terms of how things happen, when guys commit. You know, remember last year it was like June and everyone was freaking out. Where are the commits? Where are the commits? And then everything worked out. So same with the 2020 class. You know, it was late in 2018. People were like, why doesn't Penn State have any 2020 commits yet? Everybody else has 2020 commits and now they have five. So it all works out at the end of the day. I mean, for Penn State, it all works out as the cycle goes. They, you know, tend to pick up more guys. And keep in mind, too, that if you are involved with guys who aren't deciding until National Signing Day, either the first one or the second one, typically those are guys that are top-of-the-line recruits that want to wait it out and have a big production on Signing Day. So if you're going to be involved with those guys, and you need to be if you want to win national championships, keep in mind, too, that you're going to have to wait a little bit.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're talking all about spring. We're talking about all about the blue-white game when it comes to recruiting. A lot of kids are going to be on campus. Or if you're going to be on campus for that game, you have to check out GoPSURV.com. They've got a special deal for Keystone Sports Network listeners. A starting point of $350 for a group of four people to stay in an RV all through the weekend, arrive on Friday, leave on Sunday, free parking, free shuttle. Admission is free to the blue-white game. You got all kinds of food and things like that from the 409 Tailgate Club coming around on the GoPSURV.com lot. $350, you're just not going to do any better than that when it comes to lodging for an entire weekend in State College. I am a big fan of Blue White Weekend in itself, just because the sign of spring has arrived, football is back, and that kind of excitement. I know that the game itself can sometimes, the meaning of it can sometimes be debated, but the experience of Blue White Weekend really isn't even about that. So if you're coming for the Blue White experience, you have to go to gopsurv.com to check out their rates. $350 for a group of four. From a position standpoint in Penn State's 2020 class, is there something that you feel like Penn State needs more than others? Is there a position group where you think that they have a lot of work that needs to be done? There's some urgency to get it done?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a little bit. I mean, I think that, you know, the more we follow recruiting, the more I think we learn that it's so hard to predict, because there's parts of it that are cyclical and there are parts of it that are just not. And each kid is different. You know, Ja'Kai Moore last year, in the last recruitment, was the perfect example of why recruiting is so weird to follow. Because if you would have, you know, if you go back and listen to our shows from May of last year, June of last year, even probably the spring of last year, and then the fall of last year, and then up until about November, we both were, at least I was convinced that Ja'Kai Moore was going to pick Penn State, and it just waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And he never ended up picking Penn State. He ended up committing to South Carolina. So sometimes when it feels like things are going to happen and there's some urgency, that's not always the case.
Yeah, so you always have to take things with a grain of salt. The other thing I would say about that is I think you can look from cycle to cycle and think that certain positions need to be stocked, but you don't know where Penn State's head is at when it comes to those things. And B, recruiting is like drafting, where if you're going strictly needs based all the time, you're going to miss the boat on better overall talent. Right. So I think the number one goal is to get as many good football players as you can. You need to kind of check some certain boxes along the way,
right?
But you can't be a slave to that either. So if push comes to shove, you know, you take a really good football player as opposed to somebody who's way down on your board but fills a slot you might want to fill.
Right.
So I think that's always something to look at. What would you say the risk of losing Derek Wingo? I know we mentioned it, I guess, earlier in the week about, like, any kid from Florida. You know, you look at John Dunmore in that class. They had to fight to the finish just because they're not right in the kid's backyard.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean – and Penn State, I don't know. I'm a little bit torn about how they sort of, you know, looked at the state of Pennsylvania in the last cycle, and they kept saying it was a down year for the state, but they got four kids from Pennsylvania. There's not typically, you know, the four is about as many as you're going to get most years out of Pennsylvania. So this whole idea, I know that they weren't the highest rated kids. There was no Micah Parsons, but I just think it was a little bit better of a crop than what they've been giving Pennsylvania credit for. But yeah, sometimes they have to go outside of the region. They'll continue to recruit nationally. And when they do that, you know, again, the spring becomes an important time to get some of these out-of-region kids on campus, because you can't always wait for them later on down the road.
All right, well, there you go. We're going to look ahead back to the current roster, spring football, the running back depth chart, what we're expecting to see. Our spring storyline series is coming up right after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.